this exercise is designed to teach and how you're going to optimize the teaching experience of that game. What readings are you going to assign? What aspects of those readings are at the core of what you're trying to do here? How are you going to debrief it? Are there particular debriefing questions that you think would be fruitful and that would catalyze the kind of discussion that you want to catalyze? What happened when you tried to actually play this game? Depending upon how long it takes to play the game and how complicated it is, you're going to have to make your own judgments about, can I do this 2 times or 12 times? I don't expect you to do it 12 times if it takes 2 hours to play it. So if, as I said to Bridget, you play it once and you say, gee, we spent hours designing this, and somehow when we play it, it doesn't work in the way we intended it to. So what do you do? Well, first you write on, as part of the paper, what it was that you believed was lacking in the role plays as they were designed, and you try to tweak them and play it again to see what the moving parts are that might change the dynamics of the game and make it do more what it was designed to do. Okay? So, and the reason I repeat this, I've said it a number of times, is it's very easy to get sucked into a playwriting competition. Mm-hmm. It's fun to write these roles. But if you write the roles and you write the game, and then they don't do anything, and the people don't actually experience the dilemma you expected them to, and they're unable to get into a discussion that will help illuminate the problems that you're trying to illuminate, then you had fun, but you didn't really accomplish anything. Okay? So that's why. Now, how many people are doing research papers, not role plays? You guys are doing research papers. Okay. Dan, do I have... I don't have you... listed as a presenter. Is he with you?
He's with a Shauna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Chelsea, Shauna, and Dan.
He's the star.
That explains why I was one person short. That's fine. Okay. All right.
And I probably go to Dave, so.
Okay, no problem. All right. So do you guys have any questions about, I mean, I think a research paper is more self-evident, you know, as to the form that it might take. Okay, I think we're good there. All right, so now we have our final presentation scheduled. Does everybody remember next week we have a guest lecturer? So we will meet in whatever room her lecture is taking place. I'm sure it's posted, and that's fine. And today, this will really be our last sort of multi-person mediation. And because, as usual, and I guess inevitably, we have a few missing players, what we're going to have to do, group one will remain intact. Groups two and three will be together, but with only Andam as the mediator. So, in effect, Chelsea, you will remain alone in your role, and the other players will double up. So it'll be Tanaya and Katrina, Wei and David, Tua and Steve, Amy and Nicole, Bridget and Corbett, the Walsh twins, and Katie and Paula. And so, what? First of all, let's have the combined group stay here because it's the bigger room. But why don't you guys who are doubling up spend 5 or 10 minutes talking amongst yourselves about how you want to share the role, all right, before you actually get started. And let's have Mesa's group go either next door or into the library. I don't know which you prefer. You choose as the mediator. Okay, so you'll go in the next. Okay, and you can get started. All right, and I'll be floating between rooms.
Come on, Lulu.
Alright, so we're
come on over.
Yeah.
Come over here.
No, yeah, I'll come.
Vienna might be okay or not.
Yeah,
nice.
Hey.
So yeah, I'll still have to do some tweaking to some of the teaching materials.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And we're all going to have to.
Yep.
There, I mean, there are a couple, like,
should he rest?
Inconsistency.
We did this before.
I know.
Right. Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah. I think it was just important.
So, and
yeah. Okay, where are we going?
So I guess.
All right. So, Doctor.
Yes.
Kind of explaining to me the medical stuff. So, as we can kind of go over it.
Like, if you're like,
and if he feels comfortable, he's willing to go for this.
So this is a guy,
and he's really concerned about this.
He's in the ICU. But then what happens is, I don't know exactly how long it is, I think like, you spend 85% of people who have it are but then anyway, it could work into like the last crisis, which is when all of a sudden your bone marrow starts producing like way too much of the red blood cells. So you go from like a normal red blood cell count, 13,000 or something like that, and then they'll be elevated from 15, and they'll go up to like 500,000.
Yeah, I got it this last year.
When I heard it, I was like,
like almost.
But then I was like, I don't even know if that's it. That's
it.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
And there's good treatment for it. There's a drug that's like a kind of application of the chromosome.
If it comes to
so. I guess they, it has a lot of side effects, one of which is, you know, I didn't look it up, but it sounds like basically what happened is, like, you kind of went into, like, liver and heart failure. Probably didn't get enough blood to his kidneys. Kidney surgery.
Dude, I am so ready to be
done. Yeah, I wasn't sure why his kidneys, if it was that or the kidneys.
Okay, so let's see.
Just a attacks the best growing cells, so make sure. I think also, if your bone marrow is not making enough blood, I don't know why the cancer.
Yeah, it's not related. Whether it's